That's the sound of 200 pounds of fish being transferred from a brailer to a cooler on a beach tender. Jack Arcand is making the rounds collecting fish from SetNet sites. He drives what is called a deuce and a half with six coolers that can hold about 5,000 pounds of fish total. He says he avoids filling each RSW with more than 800 pounds of fish to prevent bruising or spillover.
I can squeeze, but you start to run out of water and ice. And then at that point, what's the point? You want to keep them cold.
The beach gang work hours can vary. Arkin says everything depends on the tides and openers.
Like, we just go with the tides. And we've been out here from when one tide ends to another beginning. Like, we've been here that long before, depending on how much fish there is out there.
So how many hours would that be?
I mean, I've pulled 24s before. It's starting to wind down now.
During the peak of the season, there are three AGS trucks on the beach picking up fish. With each truck is a tractor to move and weigh the fish. John Bauman is on the job today. He's also in charge of the fish receipts.
It has their information on the card, and then it's basically like a credit card with a chip in it. You swipe it and all the information, so it's got like a card reader, and it's a whoop.
Gives us a little printout. Everything's on there. What kind of fish we sold, how many pounds of each, whether they were bled or iced or what.
I guess It's an easier way for them to keep track of it instead of all their paperwork. Right. And they can also send it to Fish and Game easier.
Instantly.
That's Carol Ann Hester. She's delivering fish to the beach gang. Hester and her husband have a daily competition guessing the weight of their catch. Today she won, with a guess just less than 440 pounds total.
He's 4 pounds over, so he loses. Every day we guess whoever is closest to the weight without going over Price is Right rules wins and gets to buy lunch.
I love it.
I lost.
Gets to buy lunch. Yes, yeah. It's a matter of pride.
So you're buying today?
No, I didn't win.
No, he lost. I lost too.
Although the fish were slow this morning, Hester says it's been a pretty steady season. Arcand says the peak was 4th of July. The beach gang hauled in 85,000 pounds of fish. They typically tender fish for set netters without skiffs or when the tide is too far out to reach sea tenders. On busy days, Arcand says he's made well over 20 trips between the beach and AGS, which is about a 10-minute drive. There's a fleet of 7 trucks. When one fills up, reinforcement comes in. Each truck is also named after the beach boss's wives. On this particular day, we rode in Dolores and Judy. Sometimes the trucks get stuck. Arkin says it takes one truck to pull the tractor out and two to pull another truck out. Today, Arkin switches trucks. The loaded one will be delivered to AGS while he picks up more fish. He says it feels like the salmon run will never end.
Right now, it feels like forever.
Until September.
It feels like a long time. I don't think it'll ever end.
They will keep beach tendering until AGS quits buying fish, which was July 18th the past 3 years. In Naknek, I'm Caitlin Tan.